Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
3-1-2, Westroom.
Yo, yo, yo. I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Fan stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bear Seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Ridge drive with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book has sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. I know I'm the Diron, can say you like chicken pots, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries, like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus, I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the lords of the land? When the lords of my land keep trying to take the Lord on my hands. And fill my heart with such wickedness. For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes. Makes American cheese twist. This part of game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha'eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Heduk Amen fam, tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Armin Ray Minute Hout. Today's discourse is titled, Powers of Men. The quote of today's show comes from the Natir Sesson 7, verse 54, and it goes as follows. This is regeneration, O son, that we should no longer fix our imagination on this body, subject to the three dimensions, according to this speech which we have now commented, that we may not at all calumniate the universe. End quote. Yes, this is going to be one of those shows that I go into regeneration again. And this regeneration bringing out the powers in men. Now, I'm not talking about men, the gender. I'm talking about species, male and female men. I fell a need, an urge, an importance to keep pushing this subject, regeneration. Because, you know, I'm not being everyday TV watcher. When I do turn on the TV, what I'm seeing is disturbing me. Why is it disturbing me? I know that this is the Halloween season, so you're going to have a lot of those types of shows. And most of us growing up in Western culture, at least for the last 100 years anyway, we have no idea what this stuff means. And I'm specifically talking about Halloween. All Hallows Eve is what it's called, the Halloween. It's the Day of the Dead. So Halloween is the eve of the Day of the Dead, where they're calling on all types of spirits, whether they be demonic, ancestral, etc. And there are times when demonic and ancestral spirits are one and the same. So now you're starting to get the meaning behind this thing called Halloween. It's a worship of dead things. It goes away from life. And to worship something that is against life is the definition of evil. When you go into a state of degeneration, just saying that you're following evil. So I come with this message of regeneration during this time. To say that most souls on this planet right now are completely out of their nature. Hence, this is why the demonic presence, energy, seems to reign supreme right now. And I know some people may go, well, I go to church, so I'm protected. Wrong. Church is the main center of this demonic energy, believe it or not. I know that may sound like blasphemy to many of y'all. And it sounds like blasphemy because you are asleep. You don't know what is up and what is down. I don't say that to offend you. I say that to speak truth to the times that we live in right now. Every activity that surrounds us every single day is to promote this demonic presence that's rising on the earth right now. And the only way to combat this demonic presence is that powers must awaken in men. Now, again, I don't mean men gender-wise. I mean the species of men. Well, the species of man, men plural of man, whether it male or female. Regeneration to reactivate those powers, those natural powers, those powers of nature that we was given, that we brought into this world when we was born. We brought it into this world with us. And as we stay in this three-dimensional reality, we tend to forget it, which is the definition of evil, forgetfulness. We seem to forget why we're here, that we are souls attempting to regenerate, to resurrect back to the One. There has been, for a long time now, souls have not been resurrected. That is the reason for all the paranormal activity on the earth right now, because there are souls that are leaving bodies. They die, they leave the body, but they do not resurrect. They end up walking the earth, i.e. hell. That's why they're in hell. We don't see this as hell because we have been tricked. We read the sorcerer's text. And in the sorcerer's text, hell is described as something else. We don't understand that we are in hell right now. This is hell. And I know some people out there saying this beautiful place, the earth, is hell. And I'm not talking about the appearance of this place. That's why this is hell, because it appears beautiful. But souls, it sends souls completely out of their nature. Now, when I say hell, I'm not talking about the earth itself. It's not hell. Consciousness of the 7 billion souls that are in this place called earth, or you always hear me refer to it as Merino. Merino is not hell itself. It's the consciousness of the 7 billion souls that are in Merino that makes this place hell. It's the demonic consciousness that everyone seems to be following right now that makes this place hell. The Creator didn't design this place to be hell. It's the Hellenistic minds that makes it hell. And so I want to get into regeneration. Because we have to regenerate. If we don't regenerate, we're gone. Meaning that what this place, Earth, was originally built for, it will no longer function as that. It would be a house of demons. Because all the souls are turning into demons. They are not resurrected. They are completely out of their nature. So the first step to regeneration is the knowledge of Amen. Knowledge of the truth of Amen. That's the first step in regeneration. Most of us don't even take that step. We think that Amen is a figment of our imagination. We invented Amen. That's what the demons tell us every day. The Creator does not exist, i.e., that's, I give it the hieratic name Amen. We say that the Creator doesn't exist. That's what the demons keep telling us. And too many of us actually believe that right now. Does not exist, that we invented the Creator. That the Creator didn't invent man. In fact, man invented the Creator. That's the lie that's being spread right now. And so we don't see the Creator in this three-dimensional reality. I know there was a blog talk host that did a show called The Triple Alphabet Theory. And broke down, I think, pretty well how things are always presented to us in threes, in trinities. God, Son, Holy Ghost, 1, 2, 3. Father, Son, 1, 2, 3. Well, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, well, God, Son, Holy Ghost, same thing, 1, 2, 3. ABC, 1, 2, 3. FOX, Fox, 1, 2, 3. CBS, 1, 2, 3. NBC, 1, 2, 3. BET, 1, 2, 3. FBI, 1, 2, 3. CIA, 1, 2, 3. Everything seems to be going in threes. Dimensional reality. It's reinforced in everything around us. So that we will only be maintained in this three-dimensional reality. There's no such thing as spirit. That's just fake. Get away from that. That's what they tell you. That's what the fools tell you. And so we cut ourselves off from our natural powers. And we do not regenerate because we cut ourselves off from our natural powers. And we keep believing in this three-dimensional illusion. You go to work 40 hours a week to make money, to pay bills, to drive your car, a bill, to live in your house, a bill, to keep the utilities going in your house, more bills. These are the only things to life. In fact, it's not. It's part of the illusions of this world. It has nothing to do with life. To step out of this false reality, learning how to make your own money, to pay your bills, so you have your time. You have your time. You make the decision on what you're going to do with your time. The world doesn't make the decision for you. Now, when I say the world, I'm not talking about Moreno. I'm talking about this elusive reality that the sorcerers created. So the they would be referring to the sorcerers that control your life and my life right now because we give them the power to do it, because we don't regenerate within our own powers, our own natural powers. We don't regenerate in them. So we forfeit the own natural powers that we have in us and give them over to these sorcerers and believe in their illusions of power. Whoever makes the most money has the most power. Illusion. That doesn't exist. That's not true. Whoever is the most famous has the most power. Again, another illusion. Has nothing to do with power, illusion or fame, well, fame or fortune. They're both illusions. They have nothing to do with power. You sacrifice your powers when you give your attention to these illusions. I don't know how many times I read on Facebook this week somebody talking about some celebrity, giving your power over to these celebrities. Your attention is part of your power. You giving your attention to these celebrities is you sacrificing your power. You give your power over to people that you don't know, and they don't know you and don't care about you. It's not a knock on celebrities. It's just the way it is. Sacrificing these powers over to the illusion of power. Like I said, the first step to regeneration is knowledge of Amen, or knowledge of the truth. And when this comes, this revelation comes, all ignorance is cast out. And when that ignorance is cast out, we feel joy. And from that joy, we resurrect the power of temperance in us. And this temperance just means that we have control over our urges in this three-dimensional world. What urges? Urges to have sex, the urge to eat continuously, the urge to have sex continuously. You know, the people that go, you need to party, and have fun. You can have fun without what they call partying. You can have fun without continuously having sex all the time. You can have fun without continuously eating all the time. There's a time and a place for all of that. But you control when you do those things, not somebody else. When you understand that, then you begin to understand the true powers that you have in you. But like I said, everything that's set up around us is to take these powers away from us. And we give these powers over to something else. This is no spookism. This is the real. Some will see this as spookism because they're still asleep. They think they're awake, but they're still asleep. They're under the illusion that they're conscious, that they practice consciousness. Most of these conscious speakers, they're asleep themselves. And I don't say that to not other so-called conscious people. Got to speak the truth in these times. Because if somebody don't, then we're all doomed. So, to regeneration. When you come alive with joy, then you see the power in your temperance. Then you call forth continence. Stable and firm foundation of justice. When you start practicing justice, you start understanding why we must commune, why we must come together and communicate. You know, that was the old function of church. My dad told me that. You know, that was the whole purpose of church, was for communion, to bring people together. Because that communion is a power within you. And when you bring your powers together, bam, the illusions begin to fade. They don't hold you anymore. That's why powerful during the civil rights movement. Because it was their communion that brought them together, that they started to see the errors of and deceit and control that was cast upon them by this imaginary, illusionary power called the white race. It's an illusion. It's not real. But if you believe that it's so, then... because you believe it's so, then it is so. But you have the power to change that. So after communion comes truth. This is you and I regenerating. That's all I'm just giving you the characteristics of regeneration. Knowledge. Joy, temperance, continence, justice, communion, truth. The truth comes life and light. And that's when the good comes together, when life and light is joined. I just told you creation. It's the same as generation. I'm speaking of it as regeneration, which is generation over again. It's the same thing. This is what we're supposed to be learning while we sojourn through these lives that we live on earth. Well, we're not supposed to have lives. Should get it right the first time in the first life. But many of us do not do that, so we come back and have multiple lives. That is why it's so important to maintain your bloodline. So if you sold it and get it right this time, you can come back and do it again. But if your bloodline is corrupted, you can't come back. Your soul cannot enter. Why do you think we have so many demons running around? Because souls are not getting into bodies like they're supposed to. Will become the demons when you don't resurrect. You become the demons. You are the demons when you do not resurrect out of here. When you do not regenerate, you cannot resurrect. So if you cannot resurrect, you become a demon and you stay here. A soul that just becomes completely out of its nature, that's what a demon is. That's why this subject of regeneration is so important, especially right now. Because there's so much demonic activity right now. That's why I'm speaking about regeneration. How do we stop the demons? Regenerate. Regenerate and resurrect out of here. That's how you stop the demons. That's how you make the demons go away. Not all of us is going to do it, but those that can, stem the tide. It's worded in the Nitir Sassen. Not quite. But that's what it means. Don't follow the rest of the souls that are going into demonic activity. Don't follow them. Go the other way and do what you should be doing as a soul anyway. Regenerate and resurrect out of here. Come your immortal self again. at full strength. In the pure light of good. Some may go, oh, that's corny. Let it be corny. Course is not for the demons. That's why some of you may find it corny. And that's fine with me. Demons will find this corny, or those that follow the demons will find this corny. So, you want to follow the demons? Go ahead. Go follow the demons and put your dick up some man's, abuse the language, but let's be real here. That's why this homosexuality is being pushed all over the world now. It's part of the demons' way of taking souls out of their nature. Or, you know, you nasty chick, stick your tongue in some female's clit. And follow the demons, if that's what you prefer. As let's be honest, Amon Ray is not here to save anybody but Amon Ray. You are here to save yourself. Save? Well, what am I saving myself from? From becoming a demon. That's what you're here to save yourself from. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this show, please dial in on the phone and call 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say, first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. And for those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So you see, this message of regeneration, which is the power of men, is so important because, you know, this place that some call Earth, I call Moreno, is being heavily populated by souls that are not in bodies. The longer those souls stay out of bodies, they quickly assume the characteristics of demons. And this place wasn't made for demons. Souls are supposed to regenerate, resurrect, and get out of here. But we're not doing that. Well, many of you are not doing that. I'm not going to include myself in it because I'm going to resurrect and get out of here. That's why I don't call on my ancestors to fight my battles in this life. Don't need them. Call on a power, I call on the original power of this universe to help me fight my battles here. Not my ancestors. I want my ancestors to resurrect out of here. Leave Sesson and I alone. We'll take care of this. We'll take care of the demons right now. Sesson and I can do this. I don't need my ancestors to take care of these demons. But Sesson doesn't work unless I work with Sesson. That's the way Sesson designed this universe. That's why I call it the powers in men. Or the powers of men. Not talking about genders here. Talking about the species. Demons are coming and say, oh, he's talking about the gender. He think men are more powerful than women. You know, that crazy talk. It's crazy talk. Yeah, men are physically stronger than women because we're supposed to be protecting them. The women are our spiritual strength. Through the women is the spiritual strength of the planet. As I had said in the show last week, we were called the planet keepers. Well, our ancestors were called the planet keepers. We are supposed to be planet keepers too, but we're so way out of our nature. We don't have a clue that that's what we're supposed to be doing down here. And so the demons are getting together. They're congregating. They're communing. And saying that the original man and woman no longer are fulfilling their roles here on Earth in this three-dimensional reality. So we can, by law of nature, wipe them out because they no longer serve a purpose. And that's what is going on right now. The demon's disciples are trying to wipe out the original man and woman. What do you think all the cop killings are for that they put on the news to show you they're wiping us out, man, woman, and child? Because we no longer fulfill our role here in this three-dimensional reality, so they can wipe us out, and they can make this a heaven for themselves. You know, the front, we won't have a problem of color anymore. That's the term they use when they talk about this stuff. Because the so-called color people, so-called black people, not just here in the United States, not just there in Brazil, not just there in so-called Africa, all over the place. Now, they have shown that they have genocide or exterminated races of people before. It's in the annals of history. One, for example, the Taino people, which we call Haiti today, Haiti and Dominican Republic, the Herero people in Southwest Africa, the Tasmanian people in Australia, called Hawaiians, the real Hawaiians, not those people today that they call Hawaiians, they are imposters. As I say, the so-called Native Americans, they are imposters of the indigenous people of this land we call America. They are the offspring of the amalgamation of the real indigenous people of this land we call America and the European females that came over here and made it with them. That's who they are. See, most of us don't know who we are. That's why history is so important, to know where you came from, to know who you are and what you must do to continue your bloodline on. I say it again, that right now there is a plan to take the dark-skinned man, woman, and child off of this planet for good. We see it happen every day. But we want to play games. You know, Amon Ray, I don't want to hear about that. You know, I make my money. I have my women, my heart, my car, my house, my clothes. I eat well. I'm good, man. I don't need none of that, what you're talking about. That's what some of them say. And then all that stuff fails you, and then you'll be like, what happened? Where did I go wrong? You went wrong when you started living outside of yourself. That's what went wrong. You forgot who you are and what you're supposed to be doing here. And I can hear some of them out there going, oh, man, I don't want to hear this. They probably cut off the show right here. Whoop, cut it off. Oh, man, that nigga ain't talking about nothing. That's the language they use. Fortunately, I'm not a nigga. Get that straight. And they don't find this appealing because they're still asleep. Deaf, dumb, and blind, as Elijah Muhammad used to say. Dumb and blind to who they are and what they're supposed to be doing here. Easy to fool, hard to lead to the truth. Ain't that true? Elijah Muhammad said it over 100 years ago. Well, not 100 years ago, probably about 60, 70 years from now. You know, I would say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but I don't want people to get confused. Confused about what? Confused that I worship a man. And this is no offense to Elijah Muhammad. Because the assault isn't against him, against those that worship that man. Those that cannot think for themselves, so they worship a man and let that man think for them. Talking about just Elijah Muhammad, there has been a few men that has been and is worshipped by others. Because they forget who they are. So they live through other men and women. Isn't that what the whole purpose of this pop culture, isn't it what it's all about? That's what it's about. Worshipping stars, living through stars, want to be like stars. I want to be rich. I want to be famous. Like the stars, because you see absolutely no value in yourself, so you live through others, falsely live through others, because you have the greatest value within you, your soul, you are very valuable, more valuable than you can ever imagine. That's why there's a program right now running around you to disconnect you from yourself, to tell you that you're not important unless you're rich and famous. Oh, then you're important. Everybody loves a star. Why? Love yourself before you love a star. Love the children that you are supposed to be breeding, the souls that inhabit those children. Raise them up to regenerate so they can resurrect out of here and be immortal souls again. We have completely forgotten who we are. And that's why our souls have been degenerating for a long time now, because we have forgotten who we are. Souls and mortal bodies. That's who we are. Immortal souls and mortal bodies. To be regenerated back to becoming immortal souls again. Well, they go, well, we're already immortal. We leave this body. Then that's when you become a demon, because you stay in this three-dimensional reality. You don't resurrect out of here. And you go completely out of your nature. Your ancestors are the demons that are running around the earth right now. And you steady calling on them and calling on them and calling on them. And that's why this world is in such a terrible state at this time. Because we don't know who we are and what we're here to do, why we're here to do it. We have completely forgotten the powers that are within us. Ignore the powers of men. And until we begin to regenerate the powers in men again, we're living in a doomed state of affairs. This world will keep deteriorating. We will keep deteriorating until this three-dimensional reality will be a herd of demons running buck wild all over the place, and souls will not be regenerating anymore. They'll be degenerating. It's actually the definition of a demon. A degenerate soul. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man.
That's okay. It, man. Game over, man. It's game over.